The audit will look at everything from enrollment trends in programs like Badger Care Plus to a detailed review of administrative costs. It will also compare Wisconsin to other states. As audits go, this is a big one, and one that was resisted by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. But Green Bay Republican Senator Robert Coles, who co-chairs the audit panel, says it's important given the growth in medical assistance programs.
A grand total of roughly 20% of the Wisconsin citizens are receiving some kind of Medicaid benefits. It's obviously something huge that we need to get our arms around into totality.
Former State Representative Kitty Rhodes, who's now the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Health Services, welcomed the audit.
We have had serious discussions about sustainability of some of the current programs. We have, I think, somewhere over the years, we may need to start to readdress what is Medicaid, how does Medicaid work, and what is not Medicaid. And some of the expansions have gone tremendously beyond the definitions of Medicaid.
Assembly Democrat John Richards voiced some concern over the audit. Richards noted that several Republican tax cut bills introduced recently will deepen the state's budget deficit.
And we're spending a lot of money. And I expect that when the budget time rolls around, we'll be all here saying, well, we don't have any money to pay for a child's health care or an unemployed person's health care coverage. And I think that is obviously something we'll have to debate, but it's a real concern.
But Richards joined all other lawmakers on the panel in approving the audit. Pieces of it could be completed by this summer. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.